Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called AI Confidence Crisis. Your team uses AI more, but trusts it less.
And if that title sounds contradictory, that's exactly the point. Brett opens with a finding that should stop every business owner cold.
Manpower Group's 2026 Global Talent Barometer, drawing on data from tens of thousands of workers across multiple countries, found that AI usage jumped 13% in a single year, reaching 45% of the global workforce. In that same period, worker confidence in AI fell 18%.
So usage is up, trust is down, at the same time.
It's not a minor inconsistency. Brett calls it a systemic failure baked into how most businesses are deploying AI. Employees are using the tools because they feel they have to, not because they trust what comes out.
They're adopting defensively, scared of looking like they're behind. So they prompt, they generate, and then they spend the next hour fact-checking and rewriting because they don't trust a single word the AI produced.
And here's the finding that really lands. ADP surveyed 39,000 workers globally. Daily AI users, the people who are theoretically most fluent in the technology, were four times more likely than non-users to say they felt less productive.
Four times. The people using it the most feel the most bogged down. That's the opposite of what every AI pitch promises.
They're wrestling with prompts, chasing hallucinations, trying to force AI output to meet professional standards, using the technology, but not gaining anything from it. In a lot of cases, it's actively slowing them down.
Brett also introduces a term I hadn't heard, job hugging. What is that?
It's researchers describing workers staying put not because they're thriving, but because they're frightened. ADP's data found 64% of workers intend to stay with their current employer, not out of loyalty, but because they're seeking stability in uncertain times.
So your retention numbers can look healthy while the workforce is actually paralyzed.
Right. Fewer than one in five employees are fully engaged at work. Only 22% feel secure in their roles. A frightened workforce doesn't drive the creativity or innovation you need.
There's a MetLife figure in the article that sticks with me. 61% of employees are worried about the ethical implications of AI. Bias, misinformation, hallucinations, lack of accountability. And that figure is up 5 percentage points in just a year.
Brett's point there is sharp. Your employees see the flaws every day. When leadership keeps pushing for more adoption without acknowledging those risks, it doesn't build confidence. It destroys trust in management.
Brett also uses Singapore as a case study, which is interesting because Singapore is about as digitally advanced as any market gets.
World-class infrastructure, highly educated workforce, aggressive government promotion of AI across every sector. And yet a HubSpot study of over 700 Singapore business leaders found the same fault line. 64% of firms use AI consistently in daily workflows, but only 18% have implemented fully autonomous AI agents. That's a 46 percentage point gap.
Almost everyone dabbling, almost no one going deep.
The top reason? 43% cite trust and reliability concerns as their main barrier to scaling AI. Only 28% of those firms are currently investing in AI agents, even though 43% expect them to be highly important within the next 12 to 24 months.
Everyone can see where this is heading. Almost no one's willing to bet on it yet.
Which is why Brett's answer matters. PwC found the top 20% of companies are capturing 74% of all AI economic value. What sets them apart isn't the tools they use. It's that they've rebuilt their workflows around AI, rather than layering it on top of broken processes. AI augments the work. It doesn't just add another step to the same old flow.
And on the skills side, ADP found that employees whose employers actively invested in their development were over five times more likely to feel secure in their roles. Five times! That single number justifies the entire reskilling conversation.
But Brett's point is that the investment alone isn't enough. You have to communicate it. Every person in your business needs to know you're investing in their ability to master this technology, and that their judgment and expertise are what you're actually building on.
So what's the one thing to do this week? For me, it's transparency. Hold a team session where you openly acknowledge the flaws in your AI tools, the hallucinations, the bias risks, the quality issues. Brett's argument is that honesty here builds more trust than any upbeat internal communications campaign ever will. For me, it's workflow redesign. Pick one process where AI is currently layered on top of existing work without changing the underlying flow. Map out what that process would look like if it were rebuilt from scratch around AI. That's your pilot. The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on all 5 action steps, including how to close what he calls the agent gap. And if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit at anabu.ai. Worth the conversation.